We had a conversation earlier on, Callum, and I felt quite bad actually because you said we were talking about maths at school, and you were talking about you going back to school and, you know, doing your maths and English and so on. So I tested you on a times table, and we went quite basic at first, and then you were struggling massively. Yes. And I felt really bad about that because I saw your little face and your little face changed. And then we made some kind of breakthrough where we said, get the dartboard out in your mind. If you were to play darts like you do, massively, I mean, you're a huge darts player.
Yeah.
And we've worked out that if you get in darts mode and have a dartboard in your brain, in your mind when you're being asked these questions, it's so much easier. And we're just about to prove that, all right? Because I'll tell you for why. I gave you some sums to do in your head, and I struggled to do them on paper. So you've gone from not knowing what 3 times 3 is. You obviously know what 3 times 3 is.
Yeah, which is 9.
I'm glad you said that. All right. And you know, 20 minutes, half an hour ago, you struggled with all of that. And here we are. We got the dartboard out in your mind, and you can do all of these sums. So we did that just now where we say, right, okay, what's 3 17s?
3 17s is 51.
51. Into that microphone. Nice and
51.
Loud. Okay. And then we did a couple of others, like, you know, 3 times 12.
36.
Okay, and then we twisted this a little bit, just to show you, because I wanted to show you, more than anybody else, I wanted to show you that you can do it.
Yes.
Because your little face made me a little bit sad, because I thought, hello, I might have upset you, or you became frustrated, and so on. So I said, okay, let's prove to you that you're blooming good at maths, much better than I am when it comes down to speed. So you're at the dartboard.
Yep.
And you need a checkout, and 161.
161, 3 times 20, 3 times 17, bullseye.
Right.
Yep.
Now I would need to work that out because I haven't got. I would seriously need to. What did you say again?
3 times 20.
3 times 20 is 60.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3 times 17, which is 51.
51. Thanks for that.
And then, and then the bullseye, which is 50.
So that's,
and that is how you get
under an 11, and we said 161. Yeah, that's right.
There you go.
Just like that. So you know it. It's just about how do I get to it? Which cupboard's that in? It's in the dartboard cupboard, isn't it? So you just get that. Should we do one more?
Yep, one.
Just to show that it's not, because I don't want to ask you one I've already asked you. So 107.
107. Okay.
And you can't hit a ball twice to make it easy. For yourself. I'm making it more difficult.
I'm just having a thing at the moment.
So all right, you have a little think.
No, I don't think so anyway. I could be wrong, but...
Go on.
Okay, so the original way to go is 3 times 20.
60.
Single 7.
67.
Double top, which is double 20.
Yeah, see, I'd have had to work that out. But you're doing it in your head.
Yes.
And that's the difference. I say, half an hour, it's strange what half an hour makes, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Or...
There's no stopping him now, is there? Or
you go for 3 times 20.
60.
No, hang on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Single 15.
15, 65, 75.
Yeah. 4, double 16. No, it's 107.
So double 16, that's 32.
Yes.
32, 107. You're absolutely right.
There you go.
See? It's all in there. And I'm glad we did this, because now whenever you go into a maths lesson, think darts.
Yes.
Because you're on your home turf then, aren't you?
Yes.
So maths should be at the hockey.
Yes.
All right, at the hockey for a maths lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Well done, mate.
Yes, thank you.
You should be really chuffed.
I am.